Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Chicago, Chicago.
720 WGN. John Hanson in for Bob Surratt for another 11 minutes or so. Thanks so much for listening here on this first day of winter with the solstice here. Our next guest wrote a book. It's basically a book about eavesdropping, sort of. Vicky Quade wrote Close Encounters of a Chicago Kind. Vicky, I really enjoy what I've read of the book so far. Thanks for joining us. And yeah, eavesdropping paying off for you.
Thanks for having me on. Well, it is sort of eavesdropping, but, you know, some people, as you know, talk really loud.
So it's not your fault.
Line at the bank.
Yeah.
Or how many times have you been at a restaurant and you can hear the entire conversation of the person sitting in a booth next door, you know, next to you, and you think, well, I hope that medical test comes out okay. You know?
Well, if it's a juicy conversation, I'm grateful. If it's boring, I wish they'd just shut up.
Well, yes, of course, but you can almost always get a good story out of eavesdropping.
So at what point did you decide these are so good or this is so interesting, it's time to write a book about it?
Well, I've been posting them on Facebook, and just because people like, you know, they like the stories, and over the years now, people have kept saying to me, you should do a book on these. So I finally decided, okay, so I downloaded my entire Facebook, 10 years of Facebook, and culled through it and pulled the best stories out. And then I looked at all of them, and you add to them because you keep them short on Facebook, but mm-hmm. I was able to add to them. And then I just approached the Rick and Dave who own Eckhart's Press.
Mm-hmm.
And asked if they were interested, and they were. So
I really find it funny. I think it's very relatable, right? I think we've all heard similar conversations, but the way you tell the stories are really fun. And I like that you use locales as kind of your breakdown of chapters because, and you sort of allude to this in the book, that, you know, the different locations of where people are whether they're more or less revealing or where they're more detailed or where they feel most comfortable sharing details that you wouldn't expect maybe in some other places.
Oh, absolutely. People share details in line at the bank like you wouldn't believe. They will go up to a teller and just start talking like the teller is the bartender and just unload their whole life story. And if you happen, like me, to be standing in line behind them and listening, you think, this is a great story.
What's the juiciest story? Well, I don't want you to give away. What is a juicy story that you can share that might tease well for someone to buy the book?
Oh, my goodness. One of my favorites is the first story in the book. I think it's the woman who at the bank who came up and wanted, I believe it was $35,000 in cash put into a bag and then started to tell the teller how her husband had had an affair, how he screwed her out of all this money, how she's now living on the cash economy. And the whole time the teller is adding the cash into a bag. And there are people behind me just staring at this woman as this woman is unloading her life story. And I thought, this woman is going to get mugged on the
right
way out of here. But nobody seemed to be concerned about that. But I was just fascinated by this woman's story.
Well, what I love is as this teller is counting, I mean, it takes a while to count $35,000, so you better have a long story ready to go.
Yes.
Talked at
length.
I'm one of those people that I need to fill the silence. This will come as no surprise to someone who hosts here on WGN Radio, but I am a talker, and my husband Enrique hates it, and I think he's glad that I'll do the talking in some situations, but I think that a lot of people have that nervous energy in different places, mm-hmm. and those are the people that really, I imagine, your ears perk up the most for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, my background's in journalism. And as you know, the best way to do an interview is to not continue asking questions. And you let that little bit of silence happen, and the person you're talking to feels the need to fill it. And then you often get the best information.
I haven't read the chapter about the airport yet, but there's something romantic. There's something romantic about a few of these different places, or you have a certain vibe. I imagine that, you know, people that are traveling, people that are at the airport, they have some fascinating stories that you're able to overhear too. Sometimes happy news, sometimes bad news, sometimes sad news about why they're going where they're going.
Absolutely, because they think they'll never see you again.
Right.
You are safe. So, and their story is safe. They just don't know that I'm writing it down in my head.
Do you, I haven't read those later chapters, anything from a particular plane? Because I'm the person that will, I don't know, it depends on my mood, but if I usually need a cocktail to even get on the darn plane, first and foremost. But if I have two more and we start to get to higher altitude, boy, I will talk to anyone about anything. But you're right, there's that safety of knowing or thinking that you'll never see that person again. Any fun stories you can share with us there?
Sure. There was a woman on a flight one time who told us that this was her first airplane flight. So I was sitting at the window, the woman next to me, and then this woman was on the aisle. And we were like, oh, my goodness. You know, she was about 35 or so. She was taking her first flight. She lived in a mountain town and had a Japanese exchange student come and stay with her. She decided to put herself on a list. And she had just taken that weekend, this Japanese kid, up to the mountains to kill a deer. And they cut it up and skinned it and brought it back to her truck. We're like, oh my God.
Yes.
First of all, just the whole, just thinking about it, this woman in her 30s living in this mountain town. And this is, you know, she's killing a deer for food. And then the poor Japanese exchange student who's
didn't know what they were signing up for. Yes.
Had no idea.
That's good. Do you think that Chicagoans are overall friendliness, or what I like to think of as our Midwestern friendliness, leads itself to more of these conversations?
Yes. I think that Chicago's very friendly, and I grew up here, but I think people in general like to talk. We are a social people, and I think that's what we're missing. That is clearly, we want to communicate. We like to talk to people, and that's what's missing. And I think, if anything, that's what this book sort of points out and helps people remember, oh yeah, I remember the time I was at the grocery store or the bank, or, you know, that guy I stood behind at the, you know, at the
wherever it is,
shopping or something.
Vicki, you're right, because I miss those everyday interactions. Yeah. And I think that was almost nostalgic reading the book. It was really sweet.
Yeah, hopefully we will get back to those in 2021.
Yes, exactly. Vicki Quade, the book is called Close Encounters of a Chicago Kind. Any particular place you want us to go to look for it?
Sure, go to Eckhart's Press, Eckhartz Press.com, all one word.
Vicki, thanks so much for joining us. Hope we'll all be able to eavesdrop again soon, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.